This week's film is The Secret Life of Pets 2, the sequel of the 2016 animated peek at what pets do when their owners take off for the day. The first film was surprisingly good, bouncing back and forth between owner and pet perspective. In this round, the ever-versatile comedian Patton Oswalt replaces embattled Louis C.K. as Max, the leader of the city pets who take on Toy Story-like adventures once left alone. Max's life is turned upside down when his owner, Katie, meets the love of her life, inevitably leading to the one thing surpassing the horror of a vacuum or sealed garbage can in a pet's life, a baby. Max's initial annoyance with a new household member quickly yields to a protective anxiety. Anxiety then transforms to humiliation when a well-intentioned counseling session aimed at stopping Max's anxious scratching leads to the dreaded doggy medical cone around Max's neck. Needless to say, the cone creates some of the funniest scenes in the film. Eventually, Max's owners decide a change of scenery will benefit all, so they head off for a family vacation to a relative's farm. At the farm, Max meets Rooster, the proverbial barnyard dog voiced by Harrison Ford. In his first voice role, Harrison Ford knocks it out of the park, doing his best Sam Elliott impersonation, dispensing farm wisdom. Back in the city, Max's neighbors Snowball, a precocious bunny voiced by Kevin Hart, and Gidget, Max's love interest voiced by Jenny Slate, run into their own trouble holding down the fort. But the real star of the assembly of animal wannabe heroes is an overindulgent cat named Chloe, voiced by Lake Bell. Chloe has to teach Gidget how to be a cat, and she doesn't miss a beat in capturing the essence of feline indifference and baffling personality. So, on my ski trail rating system, The Secret Life of Pets 2 earns my intermediate blue trail marker. Kids will predictably enjoy this second round more than adults, except for perhaps cat haters. Since it is the sequel eagerly anticipated by no one, The Secret Life of Pets 2 benefits from low expectations and successfully exceeds them with some pretty good baby humor, feline bashing, and a sage life lesson. And with slim offerings under the PG-13 rating, The Secret Life of Pets 2 serves as a much-needed early season family offering that serves up just enough laughs to deliver audiences a taste of Toy Story 4, due out later this summer. The Secret Lives of Pets 2 is rated PG for action, rude humor, and pet cross-dressing. This is Mark Harrington for KPCW's Friday Film Review.
The Friday Film Review is sponsored by Park City Film, presenting independent cinema in Summit County since 1995. ParkCityFilm.org.